It's time to hit the trail with the Territorial Rodeo Update with Derek Beck.
We are back with another look at your PRCA and WPRA Top 5 Countdown this week in Pro Rodeo. It's been a comeback month around the territory. Stetson Wright returned a week ago. Australian bull rider Kai Hamilton next. He made his comeback this week in Idaho after being sidelined the last 8 months with knee injuries. Still waiting on Rocker Steiner and Wacy Shala. They're still on the shelf, but expected to be back in the chute soon. And with both still hanging around that all-important Top 15, there's plenty on the line with the NFR race heating up. I'm Derek Beck, and we got all the deets after this from Gingrich Structures.
Gingrich Structures builds agricultural, commercial, and residential post-frame buildings designed to meet your needs. All built with superior craftsmanship and attention to every detail. From planning to completion, your local Gingrich Pro will guide you every step of the way, helping you create a custom post-frame building you can count on for years to come. Visit GingrichStructures.com to connect with your local Gingrich Pro and ask about the industry's only 5-year workmanship warranty. That's Ginger, ICHStructures.com.
All right, here we go. Derek Beck back with the Territorial Rodeo Update and your Top 5 Countdown. Let's get this thing rolling.
Power up. Let's go.
In bareback, Bradley Miller has put some daylight between himself and the field, leading with more than $245,000. Jacob Lees is second, followed by Cade Sonye, Jess Pope, and Cooper Cook.
Hit the gas.
Time to go bulldogging, where Tyler Wagyus back from Louisiana remains your world leader at $173,000. Jesse Brown is second, Cash Rob third, followed by Ty Erickson and Tristan Martin.
There's no time for questions. Please listen carefully.
In team roping, Corbin Rice leads the headers, followed by Caleb Driggers, Tyler Tryon, Jake Smith, and Lightning Aguilera. On the heelers side, Cooper Freeman at number one, Junior Nogueta is second, Nikki Northcutt is third, and Territory Cowboy Levi Lord of Sturgis, South Dakota fourth. Caden Profili sits fifth.
You just do this to torture me, don't you?
How about the Wright family in saddle bronc riding? Rider Wright leads with $211,000, but Rusty is less than $2,000 behind him. And here comes Stetson, back from injury and sitting third. Cade Bruno is fourth, and our boy Wyatt Casper rounds out the top five. In tie down, Riley Webb continues to run away with it, now over $259,000. Haven Medgett is second, Joel Harris third, Kincaid Henry fourth, and Shane Anchie fifth. Over to the WPRA barrel racing. Haley Gibson Stillwell leading the pack with $182,000. Carly Otero is second, Cassie Mowry third, Emily Beisel fourth, and four-time world champ Haley Kinzel in fifth. Finally, Bull Riders, where Noah Lee, the rookie, is knocking on the door of $300,000. He currently sits at $294,000. Tristan Hutchings is second. Colorado's Luke Mackey third. Stetson Wright already back up to fourth. And Wyoming Cowboy Hayden Welsh rounding out the top five. Well, the race to Vegas is getting serious, and we'll do it all again next week on the Territorial Rodeo Update, brought to you by Gingrich Structures and Sioux Steel Company. I'm Derek Beck, inviting you to find us on Facebook to re-listen and see all the Pro Rodeo standings.